escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Miss Allie Mack hanging out with you. Dylon back there just running down the basic list of bumper music.
Everyone,
you know what I mean? just keeps playing the same stuff. When I keep asking him during the wake up call, maybe play a little bit something different.
We're gonna get a Thank God It's Friday at some point,
we got
right?
The instrumental of Pitbull's latest soundtrack. So
this is very old. Every once in a while, Mike will pull a little petty comment on me, and like he just pulled one coming out of the break, and it actually surprised me just now. I'm gonna give you credit.
Okay,
I appreciated it because it made me laugh.
Okay,
because you're not openly as petty as I am.
No, I try not to be.
But you are petty. You're a lot pettier than you let on. But it was pretty good.
It's probably good. Probably a good range to be in. A lot pettier than I let on. All right, we are going to get the wake up call here in just a second. 404-726-0929. We asked you guys just a minute ago. Tell us what you're looking for the Atlanta Falcons game tonight. Also. A lot of high school football teams going into scrimmages tonight, kickoff classics, jamborees, whatever it may be. Just talked to my buddy that coaches up at Lasseter. They're going to play Campbell tonight in a little bit of an inter-squad scrimmage.
Did he tell you how they're doing it?
He didn't give me the format, no. Should I ask him?
Yeah, I'm just interested.
Starters in the first quarter.
Well, I'm just interested because I felt like it used to be, remember, I use the word jamboree. It used to be like three teams would show up.
Yes.
And they would rotate.
Round robin, yeah.
Yeah.
There was six quarters.
Yeah, it would be two, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering now if it's like kind of like a joint practice, like we see with like next week we're going to get up at Flowery Branch between the Falcons and the Titans.
Yeah.
Or is it, it's also, you know, like that, or is it one of those deals where it's, you know, just a full game? It's just a preseason game where they play like in first half varsity.
I think it's the same for everybody.
Second's JV.
I think it depends a lot on how much depth you have at certain positions and things like that. Like if you don't, you know, if you only have one center that can snap the ball in a shotgun, you probably keep him in for a good amount of the time. And then when you go play a JV game, you're just under center. You know, like you're just under center.
What do you think?
One of the things that was like, hey man, why does this guy keep going for two? Well, they don't have a kicker, man. So like, that's going to be a thing. You know what I mean? Like that's.
But don't you think you would try to like, you know, teach another guy to be able to snap? Because if that guy gets hurt, then your whole offense changes.
We got to go here, but it's one of those things where it's a diminishing return on investment when you try to teach somebody to do something in high school. I mean, I had a guy who had to be an emergency starter at left tackle, and I spent the first 3 days teaching him the entire playbook of the week, and then he didn't show up on Thursday because he was sick and his mom wouldn't let him come. And then he wasn't anywhere to be found Friday. Couldn't even get a hold of him. Mm. So it was like, dude, what are you doing? And that guy plays college football somewhere now.
So what? What'd you do?
I had to just on Thursday and Friday I had to train somebody completely else. That's my point. Is like you could spend all the time in the world teaching somebody to snap. They might show up like week two and be like, you know what? I quit.
Did you?
Like, what? What are you talking about?
Did you like for a moment think about just shaving your beard and like, all right, I'm gonna play left tackle this week?
No thanks. No thanks. Not in that scrum. Real quick before we get to the wake-up call, like I said, the lines are wide open, 404-726-0929, although they're not really wide open. We got full phone lines. Last night, did you guys get a chance to see Joe Burrow's performance? I thought he looked about as good as you could have possibly wanted to look. I think it was like 9 of 10, 10 of 11, something like that, 123 yards, a couple of tutties,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I saw the touchdown.
Got D. Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, was in action last night. Looked okay. Looked fine. Fair foul Friday, he looked fine. Didn't look awful.
Did he throw an interception in the red area that was seemingly
that ruined the season? No.
Yeah.
I've seen that story play out before.
See, there's that. There's that.
I think we all learned a lot of lessons with that.
There's that undercover petty. Yeah.
Little sniper shot there.
Yeah. We were ride or die on the show for D. Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, until we weren't. And
that was That was when I broke up.
Yeah, that was tough.
I was the last person to break up with Desmond Ritter in like the city, other than Arthur Smith.
There was something that happened like a week before that play you're talking about where I was like, all right, I can't ride this wave anymore.
Yeah.
And then when that one, I think we were all like, all right, dude, you can't do that. That was awful. That ended the season.
Yeah, it did. It ended
Arthur Smith's tenure here.
Yeah, the only person that rode the Desmond Ritter train longer than me was Arthur Smith.
Yeah, I was going to say. Anyways, man. Hey, Dylan, let's go ahead and head to wake-up call. We'll get right into it. We'll go to the phone lines. We'll talk to Ken over in Snellville. Ken, what you got for us this morning, buddy?
Bo, Mike, Dally, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, I got two quick things off topic a little bit, but I'll squeeze them in. First thing, this is my first call since Allie's been there. So I got a name for a clan for Allie, if y'all can rock with it. Let it marinate.
All right, let's go.
I want to say her clan should be called Mac Daddies.
The Mac Daddies.
Whoa.
Wow. That's...
We'll discuss after this phone call. What else you got for us?
You got to let it marinate. Okay, my wake-up call is off-topic as well. It's about the Hawks and this Trae Young joint, because I'm overhyped about Falcons. Can't wait to see rookies tonight. But the Hawks, they're just continuing the dysfunction. Auntie came in and did some great stuff, and then here we go again. It's always something. Like, you got to go ahead and pay Trae. It's not about who he is, what he does. It's about you as an organization showing this is our star and we're going to stand on business with our people. And he's been here 7 years and gave you everything through all the scrutiny.
Yeah.
And you're giving him the weakest rosters, and he did what he's done in 7 years with him. Give a man his money, deal with the money later.
All right. Appreciate the phone call, Ken. Thank you for calling. He hit us with the first-time caller, long-time listener.
Yeah.
Yeah. But appreciate that, man.
So what he's mentioning is Mark Spears reported that he talked to Trae during the finals and that Trae was a little disappointed that there hadn't been a contract negotiation, even offer anything. Here's the deal. We have to look at the Hawks right now as in new management, as far as front office.
Yeah.
And we can't get mad and say we want everybody fired. And then when people get fired in the front office and they bring in newer guys and when they don't want to ride or die necessarily with stars that have been there. Saw it basically with Matt Ryan, and I know Matt Ryan was later in his career and everything, but basically, they gave Trae, what I have taken from all this, they gave Trae a roster and said, this is the best roster you've ever had. Let's see what you can do, because if you don't prove it to us, we're not bringing you back.
It is, and I'm fine with that. There's questions about whether or not he's a superstar or an all-star or whatever it is. I know he's done a lot for this city, but I have our eyes on a championship trophy. You don't have to comment on it if you don't. Thumbs up or thumbs down on Mac Daddies?
So that's my father. He's in my phone as Daddy Mac. So I don't know how I feel about that. And there's also weird innuendo there. So.
Yeah, I was going to say Allie's Army, I think, is still in first place for me.
Yeah.
Until we get any more members of it, I guess it's going to keep continuing to evolve. Yeah, it was a shot. Did you see that?
I got that shot.
All right, Dylan, let's go talk to our buddy Ja over in Cobb County. Ja, what's going on, my friend?
Good morning. Shout out to Campbell High School.
There it is.
Hopefully the Falcons, give us a good insight on some of those camp battles that's been going on. And I'm thinking of the Alley 1%ers as, a good group.
There you go, the Alley 1%ers. That. Appreciate the phone call, Joe. Yeah, and look, he's shouting out Campbell. They'll face off with a bunch of my buddies over at Lassiter tonight with the inter-squad scrimmage.
I just looked at Pawtucket County's football schedule.
Okay.
They open on the road at Hiram. And then they,
that's
they
a big one.
Then they play three straight home games. They have four of their final six games are on the road. So if they're I have no clue how good they're gonna be or not gonna be, but if they're gonna make the playoffs,
you gotta go to that Max Preps and scroll down to last year's team, see how good they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. NIL and
hey,
stuff.
Hey, Dylan, let's go to Robert over in Cartersville. Robert, what's going on, man? You're on the morning shift.
Home of the mighty Purple Hurricane from Cartersville.
There it is, man. I hear you, baby.
And I'd also like to say, wah, wah.
Let's go.
Let's wake up this morning, Mafia, baby.
Let's go.
Northwest chapter of Mike's Mafia. I don't care about you, Billy. You don't
let's
care
go,
about
man.
Allie Max, Daddy Max. Let's go, Mafia.
Let's go,
but,
baby.
I would like to give my wake-up call to the Atlanta Falcons defense all throughout this preseason. Let's get some tackling. We've had too many people wrapped up, and they've escaped our tackles. Let's wrap up, get them to the ground, and do our thing this year on defense.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Robert. That's actually – I think that's probably an underrated thing that we should all be looking for is better tackling. They were – outside of a couple of guys last year, that I would not call us a sure-tackling football team.
I don't know if there's a sure-tackling football team in the league these days. I mean, there
the
are
– the way they're forced to practice makes it very difficult.
And that's exactly where I was going. It's just so hard to be as good as you used to be able to be at that because of the way – they practice, and that's not a team-specific thing. That is a league-wide thing with the NFLPA and their latest CBA.
Hey, we got about just a minute left. Let's go talk to our buddy Larry in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Speaking of Mafia, what's going on, man?
Yes, sir. And I'm going to be an assassin like Dave Archer was this morning. Oh, my God.
Careful.
He came in with both feet. Oh, my God. I was actually feeling kind of bad for you, and I wanted you to become part of a class that I'm teaching on, you know, men's survival from trauma.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm being serious. I am teaching a class.
Wow.
I'm being a little bit facetious. But anyway, every time he comes on the show, he kind of razzes Bo. I know they have a great relationship.
Yeah.
And I know it's funny, and we all laugh, but. I'm looking for I can't watch the game tonight because I got a previous engagement, but I know you guys will cover it good, and I'm looking for some positive things all the way around. It's way more positive than what's going on with my regular team. You know what I'm talking about. So
yeah, I do.
We'll just leave Jerry World alone and let it go. But anyway, y'all have a good weekend. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing a lot better.
There you go,
FYI.
Man. Appreciate the phone call, Larry. That's Professor Larry, I guess, at this point, teaching a class. Professor in the truck. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. If we didn't get to you, apologies, but that is going to do it for the wake-up call, man. A lot of people starting to weigh in on the socials as well, man. So if you're headed to any type of football game to put your eyes on any type of football tonight, appreciate your shout-outs.
Yeah, if we weren't able to get to your phone call, reach out on Twitter at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. Shout out your high school. We want to see them. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, Grant McCauley, our Braves insider and now halftime and postgame host for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, is going to join us. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan here. Dylan behind the glass calling my husband in between breaks. We're about to welcome in.
Balls or something. I don't know. I don't know. Something.
It makes sense if you connect the dots.
Something.
We're about to welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. Great news. Braves won last night. Drake Baldwin had quite the game. How are his chances for Rookie of the Year looking now?
I think they're looking a little bit better with every passing day. And it's not that he doesn't have any competition for this, but when you start to stack him up against especially the hitters across the National League and even the pitching class, just in terms of the overall amount of games, and obviously he needs that playing time down the stretch and he's going to get it. I think Drake Baldwin is putting himself together a very nice resume, and two homers, five runs knocked in last night's game. That only pads those statistics.
Grant, I know you had exclusive video footage from multiple angles yesterday or the day before one of Chris Sale throwing from the mound, I believe. I know he said that when he gets healthy, he wants to play. Yeah. He wants to do his job. What'd you take away from that session and maybe when he could return this season?
Yeah, I mean, Chris Sale looked exactly like Chris Sale. And Brian Snitker, when we asked him about it afterwards, he said he doesn't look like he's missed any time at all. And I would agree with that. He faced a couple of hitters, one minor leaguer that came over from Gwinnett, and then Jonathan Ornelas, who started at third base last night for the Braves and was involved in a couple of the rallies they had. Those guys got to step in and didn't have the most fun against Chris Sale. He threw 30 pitches. They got him what they call an up-down so they could simulate it being two different innings. He's thrown three bullpens and done all the long toss and everything he needed to get to this point. So really, the next step for Chris Sale, if he feels good when he comes in today, could be plotting out when a rehab start could happen, and then he's eligible to come off the IL in 11 days. So Chris Sale, it's not a surprise, is a big-time competitor, but he pointed out something really important when asked about, you know, why he wants to pitch again this year, kind of looking at where the Braves are, and more importantly, you know, what they're not doing. Why does he want to come back so badly? And he said, look, not only am I competitive, but this is important for me to build up innings to have that platform next year so I can feel like I can go out there and push toward my 200-inning goal. If I spend more time off and more time away from the game, it doesn't help me feel like I'm where I need to be. So I think that's as salient a point as it's going to be, and I'll take his word for it. And keep in mind with Chris Sale, he's missed a lot of time with some very freaky, fluky injuries and some major injuries as well. He doesn't want to just sit around and wait for the perfect conditions to resume his career. He wants to get out there and make the most of it.
Hanging out with Grant McCauley, my new postgame partner for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. But for now, we are going to talk about the Atlanta Braves. We'll get to the Falcons in just a minute, Grant. I do want to get your thoughts on the hierarchy of the bullpen. And obviously, this is a bullpen that's a lot of things have been said about him over the course of the entire season. But last night, Raisel Iglesias gets a save. He's been really, really good over his last, let's call it, 7, 8, 9 outings. He's lowered his ERA. I think that he's back, obviously, into that closer's role. But Dylan Lee before him, Pierce Johns before him, Dylan Dodd before them, they actually had a decent night last night, and we have not gotten used to that. But what do you make of that kind of hierarchy that Snicker's looking for at the back end of some of these close games?
And I think that's where they're at now. And given that the Braves have, you know, struggled and are not really in contention, I don't think that they need to overcook the idea of, all right, let's put some guys in some roles and see how we get to them and navigate through the middle innings and figure that out. I think it's been more problematic outside of the Raisel Iglesias, Dylan Lee, Pierce Johnson combo, at least in the last couple of months, than it has been for those three guys. Though I will say that Lee's been a little more homer prone here in the last month or two, but that's something I think that he can adjust. But Raisel Iglesias has looked a lot better. And when you think about all the problems of a bullpen, and you're trying to find roles for guys, trying to put them in the right spots, trying to keep guys rested and have them available and manage their availability, you have to have a guy that at least in the ninth inning, you can say, all right, we know where we're going there. And that's what the Braves didn't have for a while. And I think that led to a little bit more chaos. And you know, there's just no way around the fact that they didn't have the kind of quality depth that they needed to have and that they have had in recent years without a guy like AJ Minter around, without Joe Jimenez, who may not pitch this year. We don't know, but it doesn't sound like he's going to. So I think that's kind of what Snit's looking at this point. I mean, has Raisel Iglesias had a couple of blowups in the last 2 months? Sure. But most relievers do. You're not going to be perfect every time, but he has looked a lot more like the guy you expected to see at this point. And I was kind of thinking, once they held on to him, didn't trade him away, he is an expiring deal, but maybe the Braves would be interested in brokering something to have Raisel back, at least for next year, to add to the quality and the depth of that bullpen. Even if they have other leverage relievers they bring in, it doesn't mean that he's necessarily going to be the closer, but if you're asking me, would I like to see the guy from the last couple of months stick around? Sure. The guy from the first couple of months, that was the hard part to watch.
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, we are joined by our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, on the morning shift. You know, a lot of fans are starting to look towards 2026 with the season being the way it's been. So along with Raisel, you know, is it too soon to be looking at some of the other offseason moves that the Braves might be making?
No, not at all. And that's kind of what Alex Anthopoulos said when I asked him about where they are for this winter and, you know, where that is on his, I guess, mental checklist right now. And he said, look, all these talks we're having around the trade deadline, they were the start of our offseason. And we've heard some different machinations of those talks. This Byron Buxton discussion that went on with the Minnesota Twins, according to, a very reputable report from Dan Hayes of The Athletic. I mean, or not The Athletic, who covers the Minnesota Twins. Let me be more clear. Buxton decided he was going to hold on to his right to veto a trade and stay in Minnesota for now, but they're tearing that thing down to the studs. So maybe they revisit a deal like that in the offseason. Maybe they revisit a number of different conversations they've had over the offseason and find a deal that works. But it's not too soon, and I think that as people look at it, everybody would like to see the necessary changes and adjustments to take what is, if you look at it, a very talented team that has underperformed. And sure, injuries crept into the starting rotation, and there's really no way around that. But this was a team that was trending, unfortunately, in a bad direction offensively before that stuff even happened. So it's going to be a very big winter of conversations for Alex Anthopoulos and his crew to figure out the best ways to not just supplement the roster, but maybe inject some new talent into it that can help them level up and get back to where they expect to be.
So, Grant, when a repo man shows up at your house at 3 a.m., how do you greet him? Did you walk out there with, like, one of those mini baseball bats?
Were you
like,
in your whitey-tighties as you greeted the repo man?
I mean, no, I can see Grant. I bet Grant put it on jeans, and he had, like, one of those little mini baseball bats in his pants. He's like, yeah, try me, big guy. How'd that go?
I didn't want to, escalate the event, but I was very curious as to what was going on because I had just taken the dogs out, and then they were back at full attention. And I saw lights up the back through the back window for the driveway. And I was like, nobody should be in this yard or this driveway right now at this hour. And the guy was very nice, very polite, asked if somebody lived here. I said, they do not. He said, is this the correct address? I said, it is. And they still don't live here. And he gave me a card and said, hey, just call our company, tell them they don't live here, and we won't be back here. But this apparently was the third time that this guy has shown up looking to repo this individual Dodge Durango, which neither of us drive. So I'm not too worried about that, but I would like to not send a certain message to the neighbors that we don't make our car payments over here.
I said the same thing to Allie. I said, that's when you hope that somebody thinks your name is Amy.
Yeah.
Where you're, you know what? It's a... Hey, it is Amy living here.
I don't think those radio people pay their bills. Yeah. They have repo men showing
they
up
must
constantly.
Be, the radio must not be what it used to be. They're struggling.
I wonder if they got fired and they didn't tell us.
Hey, Grant, I do have to – I'm going to put Allie on blast for a second. Earlier I was talking about – you know, I just randomly came up with – I think that Grant's, you know, karaoke song would be, you know, like a Johnny Cash kind of thing. And she looked at me and she was like, absolutely not. That would sound awful. And
that didn't say awful. No. Do not – No. I did not say that.
Do you have a karaoke song, Grant? Because, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt earlier. I was told that, you know, maybe not.
No, I appreciate that. I do not have a karaoke song, but if I were to pick from a genre, it would probably be more 90s alternative grunge. Yeah. So.
Wow. I can see Grant trying to do, like, the Chris Cornell lyrics, and I'm going hungry.
Like Nirvana?
That's Temple the Dog, for one. Secondly, it would be more like he is singing it, but we got to give proper attribution to the proper act. I'd be more along the Pearl Jam, Jeremy line, I think.
Yeah.
That's good a fun song, one.
Man. You think you can hit the Eddie Vedder there at the end?
Yeah. I don't know if he can still hit it. I watched them perform about a month or two ago. It's still pretty close. I think I could get in the ballpark, if you'll pardon the pun.
There you go. See, that's why I give this man the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. Hey, Grant, we'll be hanging out tonight. You and I doing post game. You'll be doing halftime. You coffee drinker, man, it's going to be a late night tonight talk about the back end of this Falcons roster, probably up to past midnight.
Yeah, well, I look forward to that, number one. Number two, I am definitely a coffee person, I've got mine right here. I always have it for our call on Fridays. And, yeah, looking forward to burning the midnight oil, as they say, and just having the opportunity to kick off what I think is going to be a very fun season. And, hey, look, I'm going to learn some things. So I appreciate you taking me under the learning tree tonight.
Hey, what are you looking for? Is there something you're going to watch tonight, Grant, the game? Is something you're going to kind of hone in on and that's going to be something you want to see?
I think the biggest thing is you want to see guys come in and out of these things healthy. You want to see as much as you can on the execution standpoint, because obviously we're not going to be watching two teams worth of starters going at it for four quarters, but there are position battles. There are, you know, a number of different, I mean, this playing time is important for some of these guys. So I'm just looking to see who makes the most of those opportunities. And again, health, number one. I mean, I talk about this in spring training. I'll talk about it right here in training camp. Let's get to the first game of the season and every week on after that with the best health situation we can have.
There you go.
It's one of Dave Archer's keys to the game. Every preseason game.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, me and Arch were talking about this 2 days ago. He's like, yep, it's always keys to the game. Stay always healthy.
You
stay
guys, healthy. Keep an eye on those Falcons. I'll be making sure the repo man doesn't come up our driveway.
Well, I was going to say, repo man. The Grant McCauley, jack of all trades, Braves insider, Falcons studio host, and Ritter of repo man. And also karaoke singer.
There I just want
to. Bo, yes. Bo, let me ask you what your favorite repo man match is.
No clue.
All right. For those of you who aren't old enough or need to check it out, just Google the Repo Man, because WWE used to be in a very dark place in the early to mid-90s.
I was coughed up alone.
There's so many bad... did he ever fight Brooklyn Brawler? I don't know
if he fought the Goon or Isaac Yankum either one of the Doink the Clowns, but you got a lot of options there to look into. So I'm going to wish you well on that note.
Isaac Yankum was Kane.
Does this conversation jump the shark?
Goodness gracious. All right, let's pivot back real quick, Grant. What are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about a trade from the past. I got a chance to chat with Dale Murphy a few years ago about what led to his trade to the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm going to share that from the archives. And I've also got Craig Mish, who covers the Marlins. And there's a lot to talk about with that club. They've been one of the hottest teams in baseball, really, since the end of June. They may not have won last night, but they've been doing a lot of winning. I'm going to try to find out what exactly has changed down in Miami, because they're in the wild card race, and it is August. And that is not a thing I thought I'd be saying, especially with the Braves being the onlookers in this division. So that's what I've got going on from the Diamond 5 to 7 on Sunday right here on 92.9 The Game, wherever you get your podcasts, and the Odyssey app.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Grant.
Thank you all.
That's Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game's Braves insider and host of From the Diamond. Also joining Mike tonight for half and post game on the Atlanta Falcons radio network. Coming up, the Raiders and Seahawks tied last night in Pete Carroll's return. We'll recap that game next. And we've got a Life of Squid.
Now, you know, there was a preseason game that had quite the interesting promotion that happened in game based on something that happened during the game. I kind of liked it. Free McNuggets, I'm in. Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Sports.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass as always. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll talk about the Raiders Seahawks game in a moment, but we have some high school football updates, Bo.
Well, you know, I asked how most people do it these days.
Yeah.
Used to be like a three-team thing, like all the teams in the county or, you know, something like that. Mr. Make It Happen tweeted me and said...
What a great name.
Yeah. I mean, he said, hey, high school games tonight, everything live and real except special teams. And one of our longtime listeners and people that tweeted to me, Tia Peach, she said for Roswell, it's a preseason game, and she thinks that's the norm for everybody. So,
yeah.
I think different counties probably have different rules, different high schools do things differently. Sometimes it's an agreement between the two schools, Mike, a lot like,
yeah.
We've seen preseason, I've seen preseason games, and you've probably been a part of preseason games where the coaches will do a call the week of the game and they'll say, hey, let's play our threes versus our threes, our ones versus twos, twos, ones, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they outline go over it. Always was, and this is general, not like verbatim. The general is your starters first quarter, start sprinkling in backup second quarter, JV third quarter, and then you empty the bench in the fourth.
And no blitzing. Like they're not like detailed, not like ridiculously detailed blitzes. Like right,
nothing. Yeah, and obviously you're going to do more at the beginning of the game because your players know more and they're capable of more. Yeah. And at the end, yeah, second half, it's like, all right, dude, let's just play basic football
here. Like, guys, we're not going to send a delayed corner blitz, all right?
Like, yeah. No rushing the field goal, like you said, things like that.
Exotic looks are kind of taken out of it.
Buddy Mincy shouted out Spalding High, saying shout out to them. And I think most teams, like I said, are getting at least some version. Maybe it's even an inter-squad where they're playing themselves tonight. But that's we're getting there, man. We are really, really close to the high school season kicking off. And, of course, like I said earlier, the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic next weekend. I'll be on the call for McEachern against Walton. That's going to be quite the showdown. I know Walton's always got a squad with Coach Bruner up there, so we'll see what happens in that bit. But I'm stoked, man. It's one of my favorite events every single year.
Yeah, next week, right? Corky Kell, yeah. It's kind of the It's kind of like what week zero is for college football these days. I know Arch loves week zero. It's like his favorite time. He goes, man, I just love the fact that we have a week zero and a week one. He's a weird guy. I don't understand that, but he loves week zero. But it's kind of like that week zero for, you know, you kind of get some of the bigger, you know, some kickoff classic type games.
I told him the other day, he was kind of talking about week zero. I said, I wish the entire football season would move up to week. I wish the week zero was week one. It would not hurt my feelings at all.
Well, some coaches would get their wish.
Yeah, to move it all up and expand the playoff.
Was it
everybody wants to do?
Was it Eli Drinkwitz that wanted that? It was one coach at SC Media Days that wanted. I thought that wanted it to end. Wanted everything to end
by the first of the year.
Yeah, was that?
I would be so on board with that. I would be so.
I just think it's unrealistic with as many games as you're trying to play, not giving these guys any buy. Like you'd have to take. There's two buys in the college season in the season.
Well, it would take away. And I think when we talked about it, your point was it would take away the luster of the Army Navy game, which deserves its own weekend.
Heisman Trophy.
That's always. It's always one of the talking points.
It was Dan Lanning, by the way.
Dan. Yeah.
Former SEC defensive coordinator of UGA and now Oregon coach in the Big Ten, which is weird when you say that Oregon is in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
But that's college football in 2025.
Yeah, well, if you do have a school that you want to shout out, C. Long did a shout out Bishop Sycamore. So
that's a scandal. Don't you? I
he got you.
He got you.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
So go. There's a.
Dang it!
There's a
Netflix. What did I do?
He got you.
What did I do?
He got you.
There's a Netflix doc now about it. I believe.
Oh man.
It's on one of the, maybe it's on HBO. But there was a
fake school.
A fake high school football team, and they were basically grown-ass men.
Oh, okay. I did know this.
And they got put on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they lost poorly. It was all a scam. The guy was
like guys trying to still make it to colleges and stuff like that. It was crazy. They didn't really have a school.
I mean,
they were all staying at like a Holiday Inn or something.
The funniest thing is how did you think you're going to get in college? Like eventually they were going to figure out that you were 30, okay? I mean,
there was a guy who did that in a high school in Texas, went back and played basketball. And he was like 26, just jamming on folks.
Do you remember?
He was
that?
Like a highly ranked guy. And they were like, wait a second.
Dylan.
Where did this guy come from?
I don't know. Dylan, you're too young to remember. It was like probably 2012.
We should have died.
There was a guy that came back and played, I think, at South Carolina State. And he was like a 41-year-old sophomore or something. It was crazy. I think he made the team. I gotta look it up. I always think of Lady. Remember that movie Ladybugs?
Yes, with Jonathan Brandis.
Yeah, where he was. Where he
Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield was coaching this girl's soccer team, and he had Jonathan Brandis like put a wig on and like be the star player.
You could not make that movie today.
Anyways, moving right along.
Yeah,
it's a.
Zig when
he's there's a lot of movies you could have made today. But
that's true.
Regardless, I
know. But there's specific reasons why you can't today.
Bishop Sycamore.
Man, I just
You're
am
just
so
mad at
deflated
yourself.
Right
just
now.
Just mad at yourself.
So mad at myself.
Oh,
right
I should have said something.
I mean, the like, Raiders and Seahawks are real, right?
Don't fall for it.
Dang it.
Oh.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about the Raiders and Seahawks real quick. They did tie 23-23 in Pete Carroll's return. Jalen Gaines blocked Daniel Carlson's 55-yard field goal with about a minute left. Anything interesting about this game stick out to you guys?
The Seahawks blew a 16-3 lead.
Yeah. No.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, honestly, I did watch for Jalen Milroe last night. Obviously, as a Bama guy, he was fine. You know, he was okay. Played a little bit better. I mean, was out on the move a little bit, but we'll see what happens with that whole ordeal. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I didn't have much to take away from it.
Somebody posted every pass or run that Jalen Milroe had last night. So I got to watch. I watched that
just
on Twitter.
Rapid fire.
Yeah,
just highlight reel.
Yeah.
Rapid fire.
I don't know. He's obviously got some development. And
it's been the story for as long as I can remember him. He's got so much potential.
You know, he reminds me. You know who?
But we keep talking about it.
You know who I think of? I think he's Anthony Richardson. They're both so freaking skilled athletically and they have arm talent. They just have to get a little bit more in some of the at the line of scrimmage stuff of what you're seeing and then making those decisions. And Milroe's played more than Richardson, though. He played more in college than Richardson.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So we'll see how it all pans out with him. But, yeah, he was fine last night. Not bad.
I will definitely be using the Baron Burton's W sauce this weekend. I might even be using the breakfast sauce, too, because I bought some one of those the Tex-Mex taco kits. I think I'm going to make some tacos this weekend. You know, I got to call somebody out real quick. Big Debo ATL.
Okay.
On Twitter.
I was like, was it one of us?
What did I do now?
Openly claims to be a huge Mike's Mafia member.
There you go.
But all he ever does is tweet me about how he either agrees with me or he can relate with me or he identifies something I said. Remember I started the show this morning. He's clearly listening to the show on the Odyssey app and starting from the beginning. Remember I started at 6 a.m. I was like, it's time. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time. And it's Vader time thing from the WWE back in the mid-90s. Literally just tweeted at us. I knew it was Vader immediately. Talking about the big, you know, Big Van Vader. And I'm like, hey, man.
Are you about to openly recruit this guy?
I'm not openly recruiting. I'm calling him out because I'm like, why are you even a Mike's Mafia member? Because you know nothing of you. Like, you and Mike have nothing in common, yet you relate with everything I say daily.
It's a frame of mine. It's a frame of mine. It's a persona. You know, that kind of thing.
Sounds like a little bit of a...
Don't be trying to pluck members of the Mafia,
I think he's.
Friend.
I think
just
he might...
Because numbers are dwindling.
I think he has a little bit of a case of mistaken identity.
Well.
All right. Last night, in preseason action between the Colts and the Ravens, there was something that very, very interesting happened on the broadcast. There was a promotion. A promotion that was a little bit different, but I absolutely love. Because there was some missed kicks. And apparently, if you miss kicks on this, good things happen. Let's hear it, Dylan.
Schrader from 52. Plenty of leg. Off the upright and no good. So Zach Orr's young defense gets the stop in the final minute of the opening half. And just a reminder, on that missed field goal, it means you get a free six-piece McNuggets with a minimum $1 purchase on the McDonald's app tomorrow at participating restaurants. And hey, in the second half, if there is another miss, you're upgraded to a free 10-piece McNuggets with a minimum $1 purchase available tomorrow at participating McDonald's only on the McDonald's app.
Now, I'm going to try to redeem that later.
I was going to say,
first off,
all
but
of a sudden
second,
I'm hungry.
That was the Ravens local TV broadcast. Now, was it not only was it on the obviously the play by play you heard there, but it's up on the big screen as he misses the kick.
Yes.
You get
yes.
So this guy trying to, you know, hopefully has a solidified spot, but maybe in a kicking competition in Indy. I'm not familiar with their kicking
Schrader,
competition.
I'm looking
him
up right now.
Misses it and he's got to read that. Hey, I just won a bunch of people, basically six free McNuggets. And if I miss another one, I'm going to give them 10. So I'm out there. If I'm a man of the people, I'm like, and I knew my job was solidified and I got another kick, I'd be like, I'm going to miss this. Screw it.
Yeah.
I'll get these people 10 McNuggets. I love it. I'm all in for it.
A 10 piece, man. Like that's something I'd go out of my way for.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Not only do I love it, but all those people that redeem it are going to be loving it as well. Because, you know, it's McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I hope you get it because maybe some people didn't, so I was saying it for them.
But no, it's a great NFL version of, like, you know how you miss the free throws and you get the free Chick-fil-A? It's the NFL's great version of that.
We used to do the, it used to be Kauffman Tire, and it turned into Mavis, but we used to do the tire thing where every time the Falcons scored in a quarter, it was like, $80 off tires or something. And then we went in the 2016 season happened and they're like, hey, we gotta lower the promotion.
Yeah, we're getting killed. We're getting destroyed. On the flip side though, I've seen it where it's like for every touchdown that Matt Ryan throws, you get this off. And it's like at the end of the game, there's no discount. It's like, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because after they lowered it the next year, we didn't score a spot.
Exactly. Got to find the sweet spot, man.
Well, that is our time for the day. If you are tweeting me fake high schools, you are so cute.
Shout out,
see
Bishop
you.
Sycamore.
Brad
Shame
Buffington,
on you.
I'm not falling for that. I see what you did there. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you so much for being here today. Happy Falcons Friday to you. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta. Falcons rise up.
Yeah, yeah.
There you Falcons, go. Falcons rise up. Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.